Aboriginal people are four times more likely to develop dementia compared to their non-Indigenous peers. That's according to a new study published in the Medical Journal of Australia today. But the study also suggests that making dementia resources more culturally relevant to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders can improve rates of diagnosis and reduce the anxiety that surrounds the treatment of dementia. Rachel Worsley reports.
Realising that you have dementia or having a loved one diagnosed with dementia is scary enough, but for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, it's an area rife with cultural and linguistic complications. Birrupee elder Uncle Bill O'Brien from Port Macquarie witnessed firsthand some of these difficulties when his mother was diagnosed with dementia in 2005.
Aboriginal culture, we have male and female business, and when you've got a man looking after a woman that suffers with dementia and all that comes with it, it is very hard for their hygiene and the upkeep to that to be dealt with by a man.
This has spurred organisations to develop tools like the Kimberley Indigenous Cognitive Assessment, also known as KICA, to better diagnose Indigenous Australians with dementia. This diagnostic tool has been around for several years and is only available to Indigenous Australians 45 years and above. It is based on a series of questions which are carefully designed to address the cultural norms and perceptions of the person. When language is required, a professional interpreter is required to bridge the translation gap between the person and the doctor.
What time of year is it now?
Nganamiri Iralal Waliba Dalara Nguni
Mogura
Kolwada.
What is the name of this community?
Nganamiri Ini Miri Ngura.
Robert Parker, Associate Professor of Psychiatry at James Cook University, says this approach works very well for Indigenous Australians living in remote and regional areas.
It actually uses items that Aboriginal people use, such as billy cans, as naming things. It actually uses puzzles, so you put together puzzles of common objects, such as goanna, and it actually uses recall items, such as you put an object somewhere, show someone where it is, and then ask them to remember where it is. So it's not that you're relying on a certain level of education and command of English to try and demonstrate cognitive damage.
But for those without a medical background, developing culturally specific resources can also make a significant impact.
Now, your Uncle Barry has dementia caused by Alzheimer's disease?
Yes, that's right. He was diagnosed 5 years ago.
Can you tell us the changes in your uncle?
At first it was small changes, like things were starting to creep up. He was becoming more forgetful.
Yeah, he began to lose interest in things and got confused in paying his bills.
These voices belong to members of the Gambania people in northern New South Wales. The resulting video of interviews was posted online as a way to raise awareness. Judy Bartholomew is an education worker with advocacy group Alzheimer's Australia. She has worked with the video's participants to develop culturally specific resources for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders.
The resources we developed was a couple of DVDs just using local people and some brochures where we used a local artist to do some artwork about the story of dementia on it. So straight away when people see the DVD, there's a connection, oh, that's Uncle so-and-so in there, or when they see the artwork, they can recognise it was done by somebody locally. And that's just, I suppose, a way of getting people to start thinking, oh, hang on, this resource might be for me.
Ms Bartholomew says these resources are more appropriate for Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders living in urban areas, as they would be more familiar with mainstream services, unlike those in rural or remote areas. And she says it's starting to pay off.
So certainly the referrals that we've received, or Marg has received from people in the Aboriginal community, we weren't really getting any referrals for support. But we've actually been getting some now, which is, I think, showing some evidence of the effect of people recognising that our service is trying to be more culturally appropriate.
Judy Bartholomew, Alzheimer's Australia education worker, ending that report by Rachel Worsley.